From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to Let the Bible Speak. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns continues his series on Christ's instructions to his disciples on prayer as embodied in what we know as the Lord's Prayer. Dr. Cairns is now dealing with the second division of the petitions in the prayer. On today's program, he is addressing the words, "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." The word temptation is used in the Bible in a number of ways. We've noted that in the context of the Lord's Prayer, temptation does not mean God enticing man to do evil, nor does it mean that we can hope to live in this world without being tempted. As Dr. Cairns will show, the petition expresses a desire that God would make us holy and watchful so that we don't fall into temptation. Dr. Cairns will commence this message in a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled True Walking Posture. The text is found in Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 9. He that walketh uprightly walketh surely. His walk may be slow, but it is sure. He that hasteth to be rich shall not be innocent nor sure. But steady perseverance in integrity, if it do not bring riches, will certainly bring peace. In doing that which is just and right, we are like one walking upon a rock, for we have confidence that every step we take is upon solid and safe ground. On the other hand, the utmost success through questionable transactions must always be hollow and treacherous, and the man who has gained it must always be afraid that a day of reckoning will come, and then his gains will condemn him. Let us stick to truth and righteousness. By God's grace, let us imitate our Lord and Master, in whose mouth no deceit was ever found. Let us not be afraid of being poor, nor of being treated with contempt. Never on any account whatever let us do that which is our conscience cannot justify. If we lose inward peace, we lose more than a fortune can buy. If we keep in the Lord's own way and never sin against our conscience, our way is sure against all comers. Who is he that can harm us if we be followers of that which is good? We may be thought fools by fools if we are firm in our integrity, but in the place where judgment is infallible, we shall be approved.
Jesus, the heavenly God, help me with sweetness fills my breast. But sweeter far thy face to see. And in thy
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We'd like to encourage you to take advantage of some of the free literature we offer on the program. We're pleased to announce that the newest edition of Let the Bible Speak Quarterly Magazine is now available. The theme of the current issue is the subject of temptation. In 5 articles, various ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church discuss such issues as how to recognize the temptation to sin, the temptation of Christ, and overcoming temptation. Among other articles of interest in this issue, you'll find a focus on the land of Macedonia, as well as the inspiring testimony of a young man born with cerebral palsy who is a glowing witness for Christ. A copy is available simply for the asking, and we promise that there will be no follow-up letters soliciting funds. For your free copy, just write to us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you soon.
us not into temptation means clearly, providentially, lead us so as to make us holy and watchful. Let us not be taken unawares by temptation. Keep us humble. Keep us alert. And do not, and this is a very important part of Christ's meaning in the context. Notice this verse starts with the word "and." It's linking it directly with what goes before. Forgive us our sins and lead us not into temptation. Do not allow the fact that we receive forgiveness for our sins from God make us presume upon the mercy of God. Do not allow us to be careless. Do not allow us to flirt with sin just because God forgives us when we sin. That's the spirit of this petition. It's a very wise petition, and it's very well directed. The great Puritan Thomas Manton, summing up this petition, said, "We cannot be tempted without or apart from the will of God." I'm not going to preach Manton's outline or what I would like to say about what he said. That would take us too much time. But pay attention to what he's saying. It will give you a great deal of comfort and support. It will give you a great deal of confidence when you're being tried and tested, or even when you're facing temptation, to realize this is not happening outside the will of God. Be sober, be vigilant, says the Apostle Peter, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion walketh about seeking whom he may devour. You remember what the Lord Jesus said to Peter? And I have no doubt these words were in the apostle's mind as he penned the words that I've just quoted. Jesus said to him in Luke 22:31, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat." So with the devil against us to draw us away from God, the world always attacks every sense that we have to draw us away from God. The eye gate, as it's called. You can't walk abroad in the world today, but you're bombarded with filth, with wickedness, with sin, with shame, with nudity, with perversion, with vileness. Wherever you go, you can't go to a grocery store, but you're faced with wickedness. The ear gate, you can't walk abroad in the world, but you're bombarded with the sounds of hell. I can never understand how born-again Christians have the slightest doubt that rock and roll music was born in hell. You walk abroad in the world and you'll get the thump and the thud of the pit in your ears. You'll get the language of the pit. You'll get the demoralizing, shameful speech of the pit everywhere you go. Every stimulus to sin, the world attacks. That's why John says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life." By the way, that's the biblical definition of world here. Not talking about trees and mountains and rivulets and streams, not talking about rejoicing in the beauties of God's creative and providential power. It's talking about the filth of the flesh and the eyes and the pride of life. And he says, these are not of the Father, but of the world. Love them not. And then, of course, the flesh is the Trojan horse that would throw open the gates of our soul, would betray us to the enemy. Paul himself said, I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but. And what a but it is. Let me stop there. Only a true born again Christian can say, I delight in the law of God after the inward man. The Pharisee and the legalist and the hypocrite may appear to delight in it so that men may see their punctilious observance of the letter. But only the man of God loves the law of God in the inward man. I delight in it, says Paul. But I see another law warring in my members, against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. The word law here, the law of sin, is the principle of evil in the old man. Paul says, that's in me. And it stirs up itself to go to war against the law of God within my heart. So the flesh betrays us to the enemy. That's why Paul said to the Corinthians, I keep under my body. I keep it under. And bring it into subjection. I pummel my body, says Paul. I punch it. He's using the language of the prize fighter. He says, I punch it into submission, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Here are three things then. The devil and the world and the flesh surrounding us. That's why we need to pray, Lord, lead us. We're in a battle. This stresses a great warfare. But this text also confesses a great weakness and a great wickedness. You'll notice that there is absolutely no trust in the flesh here. We recognize in the previous verse, we have sinned. Therefore we pray, Lord, forgive us. Now we're recognizing that our flesh, the old man, is sold out to sin. As I've quoted from Romans 7:18, I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing, for to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. We must look at our sins, our lusts, our evil propensities, and confess, in the words of 2 Chronicles 10:20-12, O God, we have no might against this great company that cometh up against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon Thee. You look at the whole host of your own sin and wickedness. You look at the failures that have dogged your footsteps. You look at the weakness that now inhabits you, and indeed not only inhabits you, but governs you as you seek to face the forces that are against you. And you say, Lord, I have no might against this great company. We look at our sins and we have got to say what the psalmist said, Lord, my enemies are many and they are strong. That's why Paul, writing to the Corinthians, said, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Take heed, lest he fall. Never get proud. I think that a Christian is never in more danger than when he says, with in the words of the psalmist again, and he certainly found out how foolish he was, I shall never be moved. As soon as you think it, you'll not only be moved, you'll fall flat on your face. Paul wrote to the Galatians, And he said, if a brother is overtaken in a fault, you that are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. There's a great deal of hypocrisy and Phariseeism that can get in among the people of God. And they can stick out their chest so proudly. I am not as other men. I have not done what they have done. I wouldn't fall as he has fallen. And if the whole truth were known before God, maybe you've fallen a whole lot further. No confidence in the flesh, said Paul. No confidence in the flesh. Not only for our justification, but for our sanctification and for our victory. The victory is not by willpower. The victory is not by strength of character. In us there is nothing good. And this petition confesses a great weakness. We are coming in our weakness and we're crying to God. Therefore, it expresses a great wish. Now, here we come to the heart of what the text is all about. This is the prayer. This is the desire. First, to be kept from sin and to be kept from whatever would incline us to sin. This is the desire. This is what Jesus is saying we should pray about. Lord, keep us from sin. Keep us from everything that would lead us into sin. Keep us not only from sin, but from being in the place where we have opportunity to sin. Keep us out of the place where it's easy for us to sin. Put barriers in our way. Make it difficult for me to get into sin. That's what it's praying about. Therefore, it's a desire that we would be prevented from going where we will be weakened and liable to fall. Lord, keep us out of those places. Keep us out of those situations wherein we are going to have our will sapped, our affections weakened, our vision of God blurred, and our senses for sin stirred up. Keep us out of those places and situations. Wherever we are, let us always have a clear vision of our Savior. Let us always have a clear understanding of the gospel. Let us always have a clear knowledge of the will and the leading of our God. Lead us not into temptation. It's a desire that we should be delivered from the putting ourselves in the place where we're liable to fall.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.